Control C, the podcast where friends get together to discuss, enjoy, and tear movies apart. On today's episode, we'll be discussing Bad Boys for Life, the 2020 action comedy starring Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, directed by Adil L. Arbi. And it's a revisiting of the Bad Boys world. This was a group pick. That bunch of things to the wall, and this is the one that stuck.
Yeah, Bad Boys.
So I'm going to preface this a couple of ways before we get into it, because I had thoughts and opinions. I've never seen any of the Bad Boys movies.
What the fuck is
really?
Wrong
None
with
of
you?
Them?
Yes, so, and I thought about correcting that before we got into this, and I thought, you know what, maybe I'll just go in blind, mm-hmm. because that might be, you know,
a unique
an interesting perspective to have.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that I did, because this movie was trash. And I'm glad that I did not have to watch any of the other ones. Discuss.
How do you Jesus. Remove somebody from the group?
Okay.
Well, hold on, Ray. Let's practice with you, and then we'll practice with Lindsay.
Here's all I gotta say. You probably thought it was trash because it was. Well, correct me if I'm. Who directed this one? Was it Michael Bay too?
No.
Schumachers was.
Oh, it was. Never mind.
Producers. But the director was. Hold on, I just said it. It's Adil L. Arbi.
I have no fucking.
I'm probably. Yes. Mispronouncing that.
Adil L. Arbi and Bilal Fajjar. That is my best guess. I apologize.
I am pretty sure I read those.
So when I was looking at IMDb, one of the things that disappointed me most after seeing the movie is seeing that there were five writers.
Oh, wow.
There were five writers on this movie, and they could not come up with a better plot or dialogue than they did. And that made me angry.
All right, so I'm gonna. Hold on. I'm about to get on my soapbox. All right, give me a moment. All right. I'm a Miami boy, so from the depths of my heart, I want to scream at you. All right. I suffered through the filming of the first and the second, where it caused traffic delays for a literal 45 fucking miles, but. I digress. Anyway, yeah.
You do both?
Yeah, true. Anyway, after everything is said, I love the first one. I love the second one. It's my heart, really. I was so excited about this one. Lindsay, I fucking agree with you.
Thank you.
Like, all that shit to say, I fucking agree with you. So, like, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think... people watch the Bad Boy movies to be like, oh my god, I just watched the most amazing thing in cinema. You know what I mean? Like, definitely not it. So it's one of those where I kind of take it like I went to see Dumb and Dumber. I enjoyed Dumb and Dumber. Dumb and Dumber's a shit movie. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But every now and then you need that. And this is, to me, like, this is that dumb, fun, summer action flick. But after watching the first one and the second one and seeing this one, I'm just like, yeah, you motherfuckers are old. You should have really not have done this film. Like, you should have done this film at least 7 or 8 years ago, if anything.
Yeah, notice, a lot of people are doing that now. A lot of people are doing remakes to the original ones just because.
I was going to say, I'm on board for that sort of thing. Like, go for it. But you got to make it good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I mean, we're in an era of XXX and Fast and the Furious and all of those things where it's very tongue-in-cheek. The acting's pretty okay.
Hey, hasta el fuego.
Listen.
Okay.
You know, the acting, but, you know, we're at this point, I'm used to a certain level of the comedy action movie. And this one was just so far removed from that. And then I just got mad that they ripped off Star Wars at the end.
What do you mean?
I am your father over a giant pit of lava.
Gotcha.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. Yep.
Now kill my dad.
No, yeah, you're right. Lava. Like, you know what? You know what? By that, okay. So, in all honesty, by then I was disassociated with the film. I was enjoying it for what it was, just the fun action, like silly comedy bullshit. Like, haha, yeah, that was funny, quirky, stupid thing. But I didn't really care one way or the other. At that point, Will Smith could have died and I just would have been like, ah, shit. Well, I guess that's the end of it, you know? And yeah, I didn't really, that moment didn't even capture me. Like, it was like, yeah, all right, cool. You're the father. All right, sure, whatever. This whole entire secret pass to this, you know, suave debonair dude who's supposed to be like super single or whatever. All right, sure. I don't know. I didn't really buy it. It didn't scream to me, in terms of like, yeah, this is great writing, but you know, I enjoyed the chase scenes. I enjoyed the action scenes. It was very fucking bloody. Yeah. That's for sure.
Oh God. Yes.
Yeah, it was.
But as far as a context, it didn't really have much of any.
No, the main problem I had with this one is this one didn't feel like it was natural. It felt like they were reading from a script, per se. And I know that these actors could do so much better, so I was disappointed in that aspect. But like the first and the second one, everything that was being said just felt like it was actually being played out. It was true best friends bullshitting and stuff like that, and then doing their jobs as well. This one felt a lot more forced.
So you know what? Now that you say it that way, I'm kind of thinking of it where, I say this like real serious. I really do love the first one. I do love the second one. I really did get annoyed of the filming of it. It really did impact Miami that much. But all in all, they were like films of the time. Like they were summer blockbusters of the time, of that era. And if you remember, action movies back then had a lot of scenes where, you know, people would stand around looking cool around explosions and shit, running away from the explosions, like that sort of action film. And when you think about this one, it very much was a bad boys film.
Mm-hmm.
It stuck to its punches, but I'm kind of now looking at it like maybe what it is that no, it is an excellent bad boys film. It's just like completely out of the year. You know what I mean? Like it's outdated.
I don't know,
like,
man. Think of this type of film back then.
Let's see. Did this one take place?
Even the dog disagrees with me. That's okay.
So, does this film take place like kind of in the present, or is it? Because I know that it's
it takes place now. Yeah,
it takes years. Ah, I can't even fucking
20 years.
Is it? It takes place years after the third one the second one. Sorry,
I just
20 years. So
yeah, I don't know, man. I just had so many problems with some of the choices that they made. So like right from the beginning, whoever the dude was that they got to play Martin Lawrence's soon to be son-in-law in the hospital.
Okay, I loved him.
That's the original actor.
Is it?
Yes. All right. So like that is a very very famous
because
scene.
Because he was very, very bad.
Oh, and he was very, very bad in the first one too.
Okay.
So basically what you saw, just imagine him at 17.
Excellent.
Right. Yeah, and basically what it boils down to, it's this actor, he played the boyfriend that comes to pick up his daughter to go take him out on the first date. That's what he talks about like in the wedding toast. So like I'm gonna see. Give me a second. I'm gonna try to get the scene because
you're gonna have to send it to her because she has to see the awkwardness.
Yeah, but hold on. I'm gonna send it to you. So, well, first I gotta make sure that this is it. But what it boils down to is like this guy goes up to the door to try to pick up the daughter. All right, hold on. I found the clip, but you gotta like go in or whatever.
Yeah.
But essentially, I'm gonna go ahead and play it, but you can kind of watch it. But the guy, it's like the most awkward.
Who the fuck are you?
I'm Mr. Bennett. I'm Reggie.
What you doing here?
Can you tell?
take on Megan.
What?
You hear me take on Megan?
How old are you?
15, Mr. Bennett.
Motherfucker, you look 30.
What's my idea?
You don't have no idea. Get your ass up against that wall. What the fuck your problem? You think you know it all? You little young Thundercat. You got joints on you? You smoke that shit?
No, sir.
You trying to get my daughter high? You smoke that shit?
Nigga, who that is, your daughter?
That's Reggie.
Who the fuck is Reggie?
Can't take Megan out.
What you want, nigga?
I'm here to take his daughter out.
What's your name?
Reggie.
Well, I heard a motherfucker say your name, Reggie. You want to take Megan out?
Yes, sir.
How old is you?
15.
Shit, nigga, you at least 30.
This is Mike.
Can you fight? You can fight. Oh, you motherfucker, you can't fight. Look at
Mike,
you. Look.
Mike.
No, I want to know if the nigga, I don't know if somebody gonna take my niece out. I want to know if the nigga can fight. Somebody might come say something. The nigga can't fight. She can't go.
Megan's godfather, okay? He just got out the joint.
Oh, why you putting all my business in the street? Why you putting
all him?
I just got out of jail and I ain't going back. I ain't going back.
What's wrong with you? Acting all scared, nigga. You ain't never seen a gun before. Stop pointing the gun at
the boss. So like, that's basically what transpires. You know what I mean? It's like this whole like scene where they're threatening him and they're acting like these like massive thuggish people, and they literally put guns to his face while his daughter's coming to the door. By the time his daughter comes back, they have the guns put away and they're looking at him like all like, shh, keep your mouth shut, motherfucker. And they try to scare the living shit out of him. So like to see him in this movie was nice for those who have been following, you know, the saga or whatever. Because you're like, oh shit, nice, he made it through. Like, he actually stuck around and actually kept going. So it was cool. But yes, you are correct. He is the worst fucking actor. Like, I even imagined that, like, honestly, I was like, oh my God, it's so cool that they got him. And I started wondering, you know, I imagine Will Smith reaching out to him and going, hey, do you want to be in this movie? And it's like, what the fuck is he going to say? What else is he going to be doing? He's certainly not acting in anything else.
Yeah.
So... And I mean, I'm sorry if he is, but yeah, like, if, I don't know. He just played awkward very well.
So there's definitely a place for someone like that in the business, right? Well, there used to be. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Gomer Pyle, but Gomer Pyle is a little bit like that. And that is a... Since you, I'm hearing crickets instead of responses, I assume you don't know who that is. It's a...
I need 19, faces. I'm 50s, terrible.
60s... like super awkward dude. Anyway.
Oh, okay. Andy Griffith show character. Got it.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Going with a real deep cut there.
No, you're good. Yeah, it's just I need faces. I'm terrible with names. Like I can. Yeah. We'll talk about that off air.
So just to let you know that yes, this is the only two films Reggie or Denise Greene has ever played in.
Damn.
Yeah. Go on.
I wonder how they know him.
It's like, hey,
they had, somebody had to know him or something.
Right? He's somebody's cousin or,
yeah,
you know, godson or something. But, like, I just, some of the just, like, stylistic choices that they did, not just in, like, the things that they were wearing, but, like, when Will Smith gets shot at the beginning. And he's running backwards, and it goes slow-mo. It's just like a super awkward angle.
Yeah.
And then later on, in his iridescent purple suit, like, what the fuck was that thing?
Okay, I'm sorry, but the suit was fucking awesome. All right.
That was pretty good. Like that's... a sore thumb.
Oh, but like, that's how he dressed.
But you know what? That's how he dresses.
Since movie one.
That's fucking is Miami it, Vice. Like,
it's your fault for not Deco. Fucking watching any of them.
No, it's not her fault. Hold on. Chill.
It's her fault.
But
it is her.
Fuck you, man.
You should have watched it from the beginning, from the get-go.
Anyway, the suit was fucking awesome, all right? I want that fucking suit, all right? Like, that is, like, chic Miami. That is, like that's, like, Bad Boys for fucking Life. Like, I want that shit, all right? I'm sorry. Call it tacky. Call it whatever. I fucking loved it. But that's his style. Like, he was always very bold. He was always very, like... Like, he always dressed, and he always made it... They always made him seem like he was kind of, like, alive out of the Art Deco area of Miami. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of, like, how they made him seen. So, he was always popping with colors. He was always, like, the popping character. He always stood out. He always was the flashy one. You know, he was...
Yeah,
you know, he's fucking Will Smith. Papa.
Yeah. He used to drop it low. It's Miami life, man.
Yeah.
So he wanted to be a Miami Vice.
Yeah, so the suit, I can totally see that being part of a Miami world, so that didn't surprise me too much. But now the whole, just everything felt so choppy, and I was just like, I enjoyed it because it was a Bad Boys movie, and it had the natural bad boy aspect to it, but just the dialect just felt so forced. You know how, like,
yeah, you put, I mean, two you people have to together. Enjoy
it. Yeah.
Because this is something that you've watched. Well, for some of us, not all of us have watched any other Bad Boys movies. But, like, if you watched it from it. No, I'm not saying you. I'm sure there's other people out there.
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
But if you haven't watched them, like, if you watched them from the beginning and then you know that another one's coming out, you're like, oh, shit, I have to watch this.
Right.
But well, then when. This one, it was cool because, like Chris said, you know, it had the action, it had the explosions, the cars, the dress, it had Kay Del Castillo. That woman is fucking gorgeous still.
It had one-liners and stuff.
She was the one thing that I was, her arms, weirdly, were the one thing I was impressed with about this movie. She goes to raise her arm. Yeah, she's like at the edge of the thing and she's got her arms up like this and she's like, and like just the toning of, like, she's super muscular.
She's like, fuck, that's what she is.
That was the only thing that impressed me about the entire movie was how muscular she was. Like, this woman's a badass.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Yes.
I remember when I was growing up, I used to watch a lot of telenovelas with her in it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's how I know her. Just novelas. You know, soap operas. Spanish soap operas.
Yes.
She was really good.
You let her know.
So,
yes. Hush, just speak, Jane the Virgin.
I give you permission to speak, Lindsay.
Jane the Virgin is amazing.
Yes. I've never seen that one.
It's really, really cute.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
Yeah.
If you miss your telenovela, you can watch the American version.
I actually grew out of it. I can't stand anything in Spanish now.
It's not in Spanish. Fun. It's very American. I was able to watch it.
Yeah. It's
She said I was able to watch it.
It's in mostly English, but the grandmother speaks only Spanish. But they give you the subtitles for those who
can't.
But just to continue on my I disliked this movie train, I was also very frustrated by the team that they created.
For most reasons. Why frustrated?
Well, because first of all, three of them had the same fucking haircut. and I couldn't tell them apart in the battle scene.
You know, they might have done that on purpose.
That's a valid point. No. Okay, like, they're valid points.
And then, I didn't even figure out that they had names until
I looked them up on
IMDb. I'm sorry.
Everybody has names, Lindsay.
I know.
I was about to say the same thing.
It wasn't like they all just got introduced. They're just like, hey, this is the team. Okay, well, what are their character names, man?
No, didn't they have
like
code,
because they had like code names, didn't they?
No, dude, I'm replaying the scene back in my head, and I don't think they ever really did give names that well. Like, no, they just kind of walked in and just like, hey, everybody, this is Michael. And he was just like, don't call me Michael, call me Mike. And that was it.
Yeah, they made a huge deal about his name, but failed to tell us any of their names.
Yeah, that's why I'm sitting here like, you know what? No, she has a point. They did it. Like, and again, I mean, I hate to say this because. Yeah, but you're right. Like, it wasn't very well formulated. It was really, you know, just, I don't know. It just kind of was like, let's throw some endorphins and some, like, nostalgia at you. And hopefully you don't catch any of the other shit.
No, you know what pissed me off and hurt me the most about this movie?
What's that?
When they kill a captain.
Really, oh, my hurt. God.
So unnecessary. Yes.
And you know
that
what?
Really hurt. Especially this the way they did it. Since the first one.
When he fucking literally sticking his neck out, like.
I know.
Shot in the fucking neck for sticking his neck out. Like, what the hell, dude? Like, that one, like, it didn't make me tear up, but it did piss me off. I was like...
Oh, yeah.
No. I felt no need to kill him. You know what I mean? No. There was no reason. There was no... Did it really motivate him? No.
It's one of those. It's because you follow the... I'm going to call it a franchise because there's three of them. It's because you've been following the franchise from the first one. So you familiarize yourself with these characters. You get to know them, and you're like, oh, shit. You get attached to them, and then they just fucking take them out like that. So that was a big blow. Other than that,
I realized they did it to you know, make Martin Lawrence's character want to come back and want vengeance ever.
Makes sense.
But I feel like they could have come up with any number of other reasons. You know? Like, I don't think they needed to kill... Like, shoot him, but don't kill him.
Yeah, they could have put him in the hospital.
But yeah, no. The other thing I wanted to say is, you know, we see, like, Ray right now, no one can see it really, but we can. But Ray has the poster on his background, or green screen, whatever you want to call it. But, and Martin Lawrence is thinned out and everything like that. Mm-hmm. But in the movie, he's put on some weight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's put on some weight over the years.
But I'm just, it's just funny.
But yeah, they slimmed him down for that poster at all. Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
Oh, yeah, no shit.
Basically, what it boils down to is, like, you should have just let him be his chubby self on the fucking poster. Like, that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, just let him be him fuck himself. Like, there's no need to Photoshop him or make him look all, like, whatever. Especially when you watch the movie, it doesn't even fucking match. Like, they really did in the trailers make him look like this, like, the same action star and, like, you know, being able to keep up with the same action scenes that he was. And clearly he wasn't, which, again, perfectly normal.
It's been 20 years.
Exactly.
So it's not like, oh, no. I mean, it made perfect sense that Will Smith, being the single man that he is, would stay in physical fit form, where Martin Lawrence, the family man...
Yeah.
Not so much.
And I mean, obviously, Will Smith is still an active actor, and he's more physical and all that stuff, so he keeps up with the shape and everything a little bit more. Martin Lawrence has had health issues in the past and, you know, other sorts of issues, so there's all these things that come into play. But, yeah, like, I did feel like it was disingenuous a little bit. But, I mean, all in all, I'm not going to lie, guys, I still had fun. I'm still going to watch the shit again.
Oh, yeah. I almost watched it while I was doing this recording. Because it's one of those, it's just the action part of it. It's decent.
I fell asleep.
Oh my god.
I fell asleep after Once Captain's again, funeral.
Let me Google real quick how to remove somebody from your life.
Your life?
But I said she moved out of state.
How do you unsubscribe from your life?
And she's still here. She ain't leaving.
Shit. Nah, man, it is. Yeah. I don't know. It's good. If you didn't like it, you didn't like it. I'm not gonna fucking.
No, I know. I did.
Everybody has their likes, dislikes.
If you didn't like it, you didn't like it. I'm not gonna say anything, but you're wrong.
I mean, I agree with Chris, but I'm not gonna say anything about it.
That's just rude.
No, and again, I contest. Like, out of all of the movies, because I'm looking and now I'm confused as to which number is which. Because I'm looking, there's a four, there's a fifth. I don't freaking know. But anyway.
Only real.
So the second one was my favorite. That one, to me, is still the best one. I feel that they learned a lot from the mistakes of the first one. That the comedy was a lot more fluent. The action was a lot more fluent. The scenes were better choreographed. Honestly, of them were actively moving a lot. You know what I mean? Like, Martin Lawrence actually was... you know, could pass as an action star. Everything was more cohesive. This one, I didn't even like the grain to the film. You know what I mean? Like, the filters in which the film was shot in, I did not like. I felt that it was very outdated. I felt that it was very, like, I don't know. I know that what they're trying to do, they're trying to give you Miami Sun, but, like, no, you just look grainy and shitty. I didn't like it. I don't know. I hate to rain on it because, again, I mean, I'm going to watch this shit another couple hundred times. But, yeah, I mean, just realistically and real talk, it was a lot of fun, but it had a lot of issues.
It's one of those movies that you enjoy in the moment, say, oh, yeah, I watched it, I enjoyed it, and then you move on about your life.
Honestly, I bet you if they would have stayed away from the whole I got a son and it's been 20 years thing, maybe the movie would have been better. Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see how.
If they would have went another route.
I have a son. He's 5, 6, 7 years old. More believable. More okay. That's cool. Something happened in the last 20 years that we didn't see. You know what I mean? It makes it more like, all right, cool. But like, I don't know. I feel that it was, well, I mean, I guess it still falls within the timeline. He's 21, so yeah, I guess it still falls in. But I don't know. It's just, I feel like it was too much. I don't know. Like bringing the son in that old, and on a vengeance to kill his father, just kind of brought it about where it just kind of,
as Lindsay said it, Star Wars-ish.
Yeah, and I didn't even catch that, honestly, when it was happening until you said it. And you're right, it is very Star Wars-ish, but it didn't hook you. Like, in Star Wars, you're like, you're hooked and you're, like, interested and you're like, oh, shit, like, it dawns on you. In this one, you're just like, yeah, I guess that makes sense. I mean, sure. And then, like, then he grabs and he's like, yeah, and he's like, you know, he's the strongest man. He's like doing this, and like he's comparing himself to his kid. And I'm just like, all right, cool, we get it. If you could, you could suck your own dick. That's fine. you know, and that's the kind of air that I got. So it just kind of, bleh, it, you know.
Yeah.
But again, I'm still gonna watch this shit again.
Oh yeah, no shit. I'll probably watch it after we die.
I'm going to have a marathon. I'm going to watch the first one, watch the second one, and then that's watch the actually third one.
Not Isn't a there a TV idea. Series for this? I was trying to find it. I don't know. I watched it.
You know, as much as I didn't like this movie, I would be willing to give the first one a chance, like to go back and watch the original. I would be willing to do that, but I don't think that I'd ever watch this one again.
So, like, here's the thing, too.
I would watch the first two. I would. Just to get them out of your, I get them out the way, and just so you can have a better understanding of the movie.
So Lindsay, straight up, I'm gonna be 100% honest with you.
Okay.
Again, the movies are very much within somewhat of the same era as this. With that said, the first one and the second one are much much better than this one. But they are still, you know, your like silly comedy, like actiony. You know,
I'm fine with that.
Late 90s movies, you know, early
2000s. And I was
movies.
Fine with those movies when they were around. Oh. And that was great. This one was just kind of eh.
Okay, so there was a TV show.
Was there?
There was. I can't find it.
But it wasn't.
It wasn't in this
spin-off.
Universe.
It was a spinoff.
Okay.
It was called LA's Finest.
Nope, that's not the show I was watching.
Which I believe it had Gabrielle Union. And somebody Lisa else, another female. Oh, Jessica Alba. It was those two.
Really?
Yeah, that's the show. LA Finest. It came out on May 13, and it's 13 episodes.
Yeah, no, see, what I was talking to you, and what I heard, and what I just basically confirmed, is that they're talking about doing a fourth movie. So they've already started working on somebody. Apparently, they got the same screenwriter, Chris Bremer, to try to start whipping up a fourth installment. So there you go, Lindsay. Don't watch the next one.
They left it wide open, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
I've never seen anything so purposefully, hey, let's make another one.
Oh, yeah, no. That fucking pissed me the fuck off. Because that ending made no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, he's in a random cage in a warehouse, like, under the stairs? Like, I don't understand where the fuck he was.
Yeah, that was...
Well, it's just my son. Don't worry about him. You feed him twice a day. Let him run out every once in a while.
Fuck?
Yeah. Are you ready to pay for your
Yes. Okay. I guess he's gonna be a bad boy now. Bad boy Junior.
For life. Yeah, man. But you know what? And I just started thinking about it. As much as I was excited for a new Bad Boys film, the other type of film that I've been really wanting to come back, and now I'm kind of like, you know what? Maybe not. Rush Hour. That's my other like guilty pleasure, like silly comedy action flick. I love the Rush Hour franchise. The third one again also sucked on that one.
I mean, they could. I don't know that Jackie Chan and what's his name again? I forgot. Chris Tucker. They did a good job with that series. They should have fucked it up.
But the thing is that it's been so long. You know what I mean? We go back to again. Both great actors. They were at their prime when they did the films. They are old.
Yeah, but think about it. Then they do something now, and then you're going to have people like Lindsay, oh, this movie sucked. I didn't see the other ones, and this and that. I'm just kidding. I mean, they should, but
Do you think they should bring it back with the old actors, or like just restart the franchise?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, at this point, I think you almost would want to restart it, you know?
Yeah,
well, I would restart with different actors, same basic concept, and then just have cameos from the original guys.
Yeah.
That would be what's up, yeah.
Yeah, because I wouldn't mind seeing this the TV series.
Something. Oh, you know what they should do? Something like Starkey and what's it?
Starsky and Hutch.
The movie, yeah. Where at the end, the guys, the original ones, they come and drop the car off. They should do something like that.
They could do something, exactly. They could do a spinoff, or even if they were to grab, and these are their new lieutenants. Because, like, for example, with Rush Hour, they went about their business. You know what I mean? Like, they always would separate at the end. They would do their own thing. They both belong to different departments. Or different, different, you know,
yes.
Bodies of law or whatever. Trying to freaking find the words. Anyway.
Countries.
Thank you. And, you know, they could essentially have their own apprentices, and then they could have a film where it's like them and their apprentices, and have that be like a kickoff film for an entire new generation or something. You know what I mean? Like, I feel that there's good ways of doing it and going about it, but I think to just have, like, to just have a random remake without any honor to the original would kind of result, and Lindsay may hate me for saying this, in what happened with Ghostbusters.
What about Ghostbusters?
There was no connection. They tried to, like, there was some homage to the original.
No connection.
What was the connection, right?
It was
ghosts.
God damn it.
Ghosts.
They paid homage to the Puffball Marshmallow. They paid homage to Slimer. Yeah. They paid homage to a couple of ghosts from the original, but there was no shared universe. There was no, like, we got this equipment. Like, in all honesty, I still feel very deep down that same film set in the eyes of we are the daughters, or we are the descendants, or we are the people.
The world.
We are the children. The children.
Or even if it was just one of them was.
We studied under them, or.
Well, I mean, honestly, if even one of them, if one of them was the granddaughter that had the equipment, and there are other people, or the other girls, were just her best friends that they've always done things with, and all of a sudden, ghosts started appearing, and she's like, my uncle or my granddad or whoever always talked about this sort of stuff. I know where to go, and I know what to do, or whatever the case is. If they would have done something like that, it would have been a little bit better. But no, if they go with a TV series, they need to somehow bring it in a little bit. Because I know there's a Lethal Weapon TV series.
That
just series.
Sucked after they kicked that other guy out. I never watched it again after he got kicked out. Because he made the show.
He did.
Why was it that he got kicked out again?
It was a fight. I think he got in with one of the Wayans brothers. Wayans brothers. The other actor that was playing the...
Sean, right? Show. It was the American Pie guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, the way that they did Lethal Weapon was really... Or the Lethal Weapon series was really good. It made
so
me feel
fucking good.
Like it was truly...
Because that was a prequel, right?
Dude, I love that fucking show.
I think
show,
it was per se, but they
yeah,
were...
Yeah, it was because it was when he first came over to L.A.
Yeah.
Because the show started by his wife getting killed, and that's when he got transferred to L.A., and that's where the show picks up.
Fair enough. So, yeah, I mean, sadly, not as great as I would have liked it, but, you know.
It was still something decent to watch.
Yeah. I guess. Not for Lindsay, though.
All those people that didn't like it or whatever, they can go, you know, screw themselves. I don't care about their opinion. Oh, hey, Lindsay, I didn't even know you were here. Yeah, if you have time, if you have nothing to watch, then yeah, watch the first two.
If you're a fan of the originals,
And
then just call it.
Right. Well, do we have any ratings?
oh shit. I'll give it 3 out of 5 brujas.
You fucked up, bruja. I'm gonna give it 4 purple suits.
Hell yeah.
Motherfucker, I want that suit. Like, you don't understand.
I want this suit in the car.
I really, well, I mean, yeah, the car would be nice. But, like, real talk, like, we can afford the suit. We cannot afford the car, Ray. We can possibly afford the suit. We cannot afford the car.
We can't even afford this suit right now, Chris.
We could possibly afford the suit. We can't possibly afford the car. All right, like we can buy, we could potentially save up and buy that suit. We would have to save up a lot longer to get that car.
Because all I have to do is get a decent suit, spray paint it purple, and then put some glitter on it. Boom.
I'll say, I might have enough yarn I can make his suit. We can try that.
Oh, God.
You like that idea?
Yeah, purple yarn right here.
This is why we need to start a Patreon, so we can buy purple suits.
So I'm going to do 3 parking in front of a fire hydrant.
Yeah.
And you can butt that out.
Oh, God, that was wonderful. All right, I did enjoy that sequence. All badass, parking real hard, like, oh, yeah, getting out of the car, and then doink.
I guess I'm going to give it 2 car chases.
That's how many there was in the movie.
I think there was, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's another one. There wasn't as much action as the previous films. Mm-hmm. It just, the pacing was a lot slower, so.
Yeah, because there was a kid involved. Always a kid has to fuck everything up.
That poor van. That poor van. Yeah, that minivan. Oh, my God.
Well, what? No, he knows.
How pissed was she from, you know, a rating of 1 to 10? Oh, you might as well make it 10. I forgot the baby wipes. And my eyes went, oh, fuck, that motherfucker's dead.
Oh, yeah, he's dead. No, one of my favorite scenes, though, is when he drops the baby off at the fucking spot and then he runs out. It's like, I'm out.
Yep.
Let me just set this thing inside the door.
I know, right?
Trying to do so quietly.
I'm saying, I mean, I laughed throughout it. I really did enjoy it. But when it, yes, when it comes to, you know, a quality film, it is not a quality film. It's just a fun flick. If you enjoy it, you know, if you're not too familiar with it, you may not enjoy it as much, clearly. But, yeah. I love that we came kind of like mid-ground on this one. It's like, yay for the fan base, but meh for the, you know, everything else.
Yeah. No, I mean, like I told Lindsay, to everybody out there that's listening, if you have time, if you have, you know, you're looking for something to watch, give this one a chance.
If you and have if you time, you know, so you by every chance get quarantined or something. I know the odds are low.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, Chris, some of us have jobs still.
Well, no, but you're still fucking quarantined. Tell me that you even though you're home, and even though, yes, we're working, you know, a ton in our day job, we're not going to get too deep into that.
Freaking stay for my job.
But
I work 24/7.
My point is, you're able to play games.
Oh, yeah, true. Whatever.
You're not able to play games.
I said what I said.
God damn it.
All right, well, let's wrap this up before it gets too ridiculous. Oh, God, even more ridiculous than it already has. All right, well, thank you so much for listening to our review of Bad Boys for Life. Thank you to our cast, Chris. What you
gonna bad boys.
What you gonna do when they come for you?
What do when they come for you? Bam, bucket, song, bucket, bum, bum,
Oh man, I want to watch the second one.
Let's wrap this podcast.
No, because there's a scene. No, you don't get it. This is my favorite scene in this freaking movie ever. They go into the Jamaican house, or the dude, he's Jamaican. They're shooting guns. The Jamaican dude is like, "Who is in my house?" fucking Will Smith is like, "The devil's in your house. The devil's not welcome here." And then Martin Lawrence is like, "Did you really have to go say it was the devil, motherfucker?" That or the scene at the store where he's talking about the previous night when he got shot in the ass. You definitely got to watch this one, Lindsay.
Okay.
And
I feel like the more we talk, the less she's inclined to
Right?
watch
She's and like, then, nope, I you know heard how, from what they said.
She's like, motherfuckers, I'm trying to wrap up this episode. Listen,
you know how in the stores, shut the fuck up. If you don't shut up, we don't get to wrap it. So shut the fuck up. You know how in the stores like Best Buy, they have the camera and then everything is on all the TVs and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So that is happening in the store where they at. And they're talking about what happened in the night before where he got shot in the ass and blah, blah, blah. So everybody's watching it. They're leaving the store and this black lady's like, you two motherfuckers need Jesus. So yeah, you need to watch it. Anyways, good night, people. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh.
What happened?
Did we sign off the episode? Sign off the episode. Are we done? Social media, yeah, all the stuff. Next episode on a Monday. Thank you. Bye.
That was a fucked up ending.
That's not the ending we deserve.